thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place.
Live from the Brighton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Rolling into hour number three on the Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you till 8:30. And then Scott Hanna, the What's On Your Mind program coming your way today. John Hovind's going to be on the show today, so that's always an interesting conversation with a senator. I mean, who gets senator, like U.S. senators, on the show every single day?
Oh, Hannon does.
Who does that?
Hannon does. He's the man.
Crazy how good that show is. So, got that going on there. I think I heard that Teddy Roosevelt himself is going to be on the show today. Joe Wiegand.
Bully.
That guy is fantastic.
He had Trump Jr. on the other day, too. I mean, talk about impressive.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
You can't. It's pretty darn hard.
Well, yeah. Donald would beat it, I guess. But
Well, Ryan, believe me.
He's done that too, right?
He pulled off Tim Walz, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was like...
I was shocked over that
one, saw that,
too.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
And kudos to Chris Larson. That kid's like a bulldog, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you listen to the Tim Walz? Kevin, I know you did.
I heard a little of it. I was at the Y, but I did hear some of it.
That guy is very smooth. Why is it all the Democrats are so dang smooth?
I thought he was asked the hard questions by the listeners, and he was reading them off, and he was smooth.
Handled
it
very well.
What a politician.
Oh, exactly. He's got that double speak, not really answer anything, just kind of dance around on the word science and things like that. And you know, we checked back and we listened and sure.
Yeah, he makes you think he answers your question and he just moves on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Master.
Slick.
There's got to be a school that they go to.
Right?
Right?
How do they do
that?
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I listened to that interview and it took me about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 questions. And I was able to sort of analyze the whole thing for kind of the playbook. And here's what they do. And Obama was famous of this,
oh, yeah.
So maybe it's not a shock.
He was good at it, too.
But what they do is they'll kind of give you a, you know, you'll get a question about something and they'll say, well, you know, really what it comes down to is they'll say something kind of outlandish, but they'll say it the right way. Like, well, we all know the global warming is killing America, but they'll say it a little bit more diplomatically than that. And then they pivot to all kinds of other stuff that most people say sounds pretty good.
Right.
And by the time you're done, he's given you some common sense, but he starts with this premise that's out in left field. And I guess I don't remember a specific example of this yesterday, but it's like, listen to the first 10 to 15 seconds of the answer, and you're going to find your little smoking gun in there. And then after that, it's all, but yes, we understand that in Western Minnesota, it's difficult for restaurants. We understand all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He'll start by saying something like, well, we just have to be careful because this virus is something like we've never seen before. And then he pivots to something else.
Well, I heard him say, he started out, well, you know, I ran my campaign as an outsider and not a core Minneapolis area kind of guy.
Mankato.
I'm like, what? You did? It's just like.
Right. I grew up in Mankato and I was a teacher there and I'm a small town guy. I think if you're going to do a little point counterpoint with an interviewee like that, you go back then to say, okay, so what happened once you left Mankato? Because you're not acting like Mankato means anything to you anymore. You're in the 7-county metro area now, and it seems like all of your philosophy and ideology is coming from downtown Minneapolis. How do you reconcile being a Mankato guy with shutting down restaurants and bars when there's nothing going on in Mankato? I think that's the playbook you have to go with when you're interviewing.
I don't know.
Like
he's slick, though. That's all I got to say.
And there's him. You asked about, I think it's the Chuck Schumer School of Political Doublespeak that you speak of. I think Chuck's the dean there, and Nancy's a professor. But look at Jacob Frey after those riots and during that. It was all these statements and these things about caring and did, but there was not one plan of action, not one answer. It was just brilliant. It's like, wow, I've never heard somebody talk so much.
Well, they're shifty
and say so little
too. I mean, they're all so good at it.
Yep.
And you look at a guy, you know, like our buddy Dave Hughes or any of our conservative friends. You go, well, you want an answer? Ask the question, you get an answer. What's the plan? You get a plan.
Yeah. Right.
It's unreal.
So imagine my delight when I saw the little food fight that's developing now between mm-hmm. Mayor Fry in Minneapolis and Governor Wallace. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, saw that this morning.
This is pretty good. And I'll tell you about this in a minute. First, I want to let you know that Voller Insurance is the that's the place to go if you've got questions about employee benefits. It doesn't cost any money to ask them some questions and say, okay, look, if we gave you guys our corporate benefits business, what would you do with it? And they're going to love that question. Their insurance division is growing to serve you better by offering employer solutions, HR assistance, and employee education about benefits. You put out a lot of money to take care of your team with health insurance and all those things. You want to make sure you do it right. You want to make sure that people understand that that is a big commitment that you're making. They do that really well at Voller, V-A-A-L-E-R.com. That's Voller.com. So Jacob Fry has been sort of, in this whole storybook of Minneapolis riots, he's been kind of played up by people like us as like the guy who's in way over his head, didn't know what to do. They found him in the fetal position, sucking his thumb on the floor that night in Minneapolis.
in the fetal position.
Yeah. Right?
Help me!
Right. That's kind of how he seems to a lot of us. Well, now Fry says, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore. And he's fighting back. He's speaking out against Governor Tim Walz. He says, Governor Walz failed to take my request for help seriously until it was too late. He said that Walz hesitated to send in the National Guard to quell the growing violence on that night in May, blamed him for allowing the city to burn. He says, I relayed information as best I could to state partners. We did what was demanded for the sake of our city. State officials say that they didn't get enough information from Fry about what was going on, so they couldn't deploy the guard until the next day. By then, dozens of buildings had been looted and burned.
This is beautiful.
Which makes me wonder, liberals stick together. They have the same talking point. They're thick as thieves. Why is he throwing the mayor or the governor under the bus?
Oh, no.
It's like, what benefit is he going to get from this?
They gotta start eating their own. Because they can't, they're out of
Are,
out
the,
of
are the liberals yeah. going after him because Trump said, no, you no money, you're not getting any federal money. So how is he trying to save himself here?
All I know is I'm popping some popcorn and pulling up a
chair. Exactly, dude.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Like, and they never go after each other. This is a first.
Good theater here.
Well, he's probably, that's a bit of a pandering thing to try and bring himself back a little bit towards
the conservative
sort of,
know better.
Exactly.
I don't know where he thinks he's going.
Mayor McDreamy.
Yeah. He's kind of cute, though.
All right. You can send us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. We've got a couple of emails that have lined up for us, but first of all, let's hit the phone lines, the Consolidated Communications phone line, and that's where Jim is from Cavalier this morning, up there in God's country. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Yes, I was wondering, did anybody ask him about endorsing the U.S. hating Omar and about the pipeline, Line 3 going through?
Enbridge.
They're still bucking that, aren't they?
Yeah, so I didn't hear every minute of it, but I don't think he got in either of those things.
Nope.
I know he didn't get asked about Ilhan Omar. And
that endorsement's a no-brainer. That would be that question would. Yeah, we wouldn't be surprised that he would endorse Ilhan Omar. That's just the way he is. It's just, I mean,
it's an incumbent for the same party.
Yeah, so that would happen. We did not. The other question that we wanted to ask him, Scotty left it up to the listeners. We had everybody came, emailed, whatever. It all came from there. The other one was about, asking the Fed for $500 million to rebuild the city that he let burn. But we only had 14 minutes, but no, we didn't get to ask either one of those. But hopefully next time we can get him on, maybe.
All right, Jim, thanks for giving a call. Yeah, appreciate listening to us up in Cavalier this morning. 8:15, you can give us a call anytime as well, 701-271-1100. Okay, some emails for you here this morning. This email came from someone who I know a little bit, but I think it was sent to me more than it was sent to the studio. So I'm not going to use the person's name, but the story is fantastic. Listen to this. Last week, Planet Fitness released a national policy that masks were required at all times while in all Planet Fitness franchises, even while on the cardio machines or the weights. So I did what every good American does. I voted with my dollars and ended my membership. When I went to the gym, I said I was ending my membership because if the national policy requires wearing masks at all times, then I'm out. The person at the front desk told me several times, well, that's not the real policy. They don't require masks anytime someone's working out or recovering between machines. I maintained my position, said when they publicly recant the mask policy the same way, they jumped on the politically correct COVID BS paranoia bandwagon, I'd come back. Today, the manager of Planet Fitness called and promised there was no national policy in effect at local Planet Fitness gyms and offered a free month for the confusion the national news story caused. I find it odd that local stores are calling customers to assure them the policy broadcast on national news is not in effect nationally, but not one franchisee has gone on the news to publicly contradict the original story or recant it completely. Perhaps you can do the local Planet Fitness franchise a favor by giving them the opportunity to tell the region the national press release was just bad politics, buying into the liberal narrative, and the reason for buying into it publicly, but recanting it like crazy in the gyms. Thank you for sending that email in. That's an interesting statement, right?
You bet.
You know, they should let these individual businesses decide. I know Starbucks announced, oh, you got to wear masks if you're coming in our stores. So I chose not to go to Starbucks. But if they're, why don't they leave it up to the locals, to the individual stores, where maybe I would have went to the local store had I known that, yeah, I don't have to. We encourage it, but you're fine. You don't have to. You don't have a temperature. You're good.
Mm.
You know, it's just ridiculous to have a blanket law on all this for every region because we're all different.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Next email comes in, anonymous email today. So what's the relationship between gun restrictions versus no gun restrictions on the law abiding? What's the relationship between gun restrictions versus no gun restrictions on the law abiding? Yeah, I think this is referring to, you know, lawful people are not going to do unlawful things with guns.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I think that's what that's all about. So thank you, a good Second Amendment flag family listener there.
That would be like the difference between Chicago and Dallas. You know, you don't see a lot of this in Dallas, not in Texas. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it's about is the cities we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what's the the more places that have no gun restrictions?
Yeah. Well, and, like and we talked about then. Chicago and the crime rate there, and they have no guns, right? That's their law.
Well, and Chicago is just, you know, you've got decades of gangs and weapon acquiring and ammunition acquiring and turf wars going on.
So it makes you wonder, though, if regular citizens were armed, would their problem be this bad if they knew some patriots would help them out a little bit?
Good question. Yep.
Emailer Roy sends this note to the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. He says, you're talking about crime increasing? Read Proverbs 1, verses 10 through 19. I didn't remember this offhand, so I looked it up. It talks about basically going along with people that are not doing the right things. It says, my son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. We'll get all kinds of valuable things, fill our houses with plunder. My son, mm-hmm. do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves.
Good
Such
advice.
Are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it.
Amen.
Very
That's
good.
About right.
Yep.
Thank you, Roy, for sending that. Absolutely.
Very good.
Some good truth from the good word here this morning. All right, 8:19 on the Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. When we come back on the program, we are got a couple of things to hear, finish up here with you. I've got to jump into a business meeting quick, so I'm going to do that. Kevin and Alex got you the rest of the way until 8:30 when the Scott Hennon was.
We're going to answer the question, was Nancy Pelosi hammered out of her mind at a recent press conference? That's our
That'll
question.
Be fun.
There's a video going
I'm gonna
around.
I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, there's a video going around. We'll dig into it.
Stay close to the news here. AM 1100 The Flag.
8:23 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Another gorgeous day. Sunny and 79 today. Tonight, though, we do have a 30% chance of rain starting late this afternoon. The low 60 and light wind throughout the day. Tomorrow, we've got a 40% chance of rain with a high of 77. Thursday, some sun poking through the clouds and 81 for the high. Friday, sunny and 89. Saturday, slight chance of rain and 85. Right now, we're creeping up a little bit. We're at 58, but it's a gorgeous morning out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, other than that rain, that's pretty much it. The rain talked about tonight, right?
A little bit late this afternoon tonight. Slight chance of hit and miss. Yeah, going to be nice.
Love it. Hey, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, what's on your mind after 8:30? Chris Larson, myself, 8:30 to 9. Scotty's going to bop back in after 9 o'clock. Lots going on around here today. Dr. Ala is going to be sliding in here in about 15 minutes.
Awesome.
Going to talk a little brain reset with all the anxiety, with all this COVID stuff. By the way, your official flight COVID update, here it goes. Still a thing. There's more cases. A few people died yesterday. Keep a mask on you. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. There you go. It's your COVID update. Right there. All right. Fake news is out again. Poor Nancy Pelosi. Some video guru. Mm-hmm. Somebody that knows how to manipulate. But this is so funny. You just got to play this. Now, this has been going around. Maybe you saw this. Yeah,
everyone's been sending me this.
And I got like eight of them.
I'm like, is she like drunk or
no,
what?
No, she's not. Well, I'm sure she has, you know, little Chardonnay now and then, I'm sure.
As we all do.
But, and it's, I think there's been times when she has maybe, I don't know what, maybe had one too many, you know, Valium or something. Who knows what? Mama's little helper is helping her at a press conference. But some master at the video editing booth took one of her press conferences. And listen to this, it's hilarious.
I'm sorry, did you do what?
To accuse a TV host of murder on Twitter?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What did he do?
Calls him Psycho Joe.
Who are you talking about, Joe Scarborough?
Yes.
You're asking me about the appropriateness of the actions of this president of the United States? Like, a child who comes in with mud on their pants or something. He came with doggy do on his shoes.
Oh, my.
What is there's a word somebody used to me?
But what's funny is if you watch it, you can see the edits in it.
Here's the thing. I watched it. I didn't know. I thought she was wasted.
See, that's the thing, though.
I didn't know.
Right away, I see stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, come on. On everything now. There's a video out of... it was supposedly out in California where this woman gets some Karen throws hot coffee in the face of this guy. And I see this and it's already got like, 8,000 views on it. I'm thinking crisis actors.
Mm.
This is like a group of friends sitting around. Sure. Okay, you and I'll pretend we're just sitting minding our own business. Then we'll have him come up and give, she'll come up and give him a hard time about his mask. And then she can throw hot coffee. It won't be hot. We'll pretend
sure,
it's hot.
Sure, sure.
And then we'll play it out. And now every time I see one of these things, I go, yeah, okay. I gotta confirm this with like eight different things.
Right.
And right away, you do a check on that Pelosi hammered at the press conference and you find out it's been doctored up. And you can tell it's been doctored up. And a lot of people just watch that and go, oh, she's drunk out of her mind.
Well, yeah, but because I just watched it quick. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And it was like, wow.
Well, it's pretty easy to do. Here, you want to try something here?
We've heard rumors of her, drinking in the past.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
People believe it right away. But I was like, wow.
Okay, right now, say something like, are you asking me, you say to say, are you asking me about the president? Something like
that. Are you asking me about the president? Why are you asking me about the president?
Okay, so we got that. Now, if I take that and I do a little manipulation on it. So here we go. I'm going to turn this up. This is you now.
Are you asking me?
Okay, so that's you, right?
Yeah.
All right, so now I take the little effects thing, and I say, oh, I'm going to slow this down a little bit. I'm going to slow it down just a little bit so that it goes about 6 seconds, and all of a sudden...
Are you asking me about the president? Why?
Okay, we can slow it down more.
Yeah, slow it down more.
So I keep, you can... Oh, okay, until you slow get it down right. More? Okay, hang on, I can slow it down more. All right, let's go to five once. See how that sounds.
Are you asking me about...
See how it starts to to make you sound like you're kind of stuck. And then you warble it a few little things. And it's amazing how you can manipulate audio and video. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Photoshop? Come on. Have you seen the Photoshop one that went around with Trump, like in the back of a limo with his arm kissing the head of Jeffrey Epstein?
No, I missed that
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Much stuff.
It's like a picture of Trump. He's like in a limo and they're like their buddies and he's got his arm around Epstein. And it's clearly Epstein's head photoshopped into the picture. But people, I get half a dozen a day. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Did you see this? Well, yeah, I saw it, but did you know it's not real? That's what we're dealing with, friends, and it's going to go at all levels. As we get closer to this election, we're inside 90 days now. Just wait. There's going to be so much of this coming around. Question everything.
Be skeptical of all of it.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Question everything. All right, we're going to wrap up. You're going to duck out, right? You're
heading
out.
I am.
Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. And we've got Dr. Alicia coming on tomorrow, so get your questions ready for her.
Yeah, Prairie Winds Veterinary Center.
Yeah,
Dr. Ala's coming up on What's On Your Mind. Chris Larson's going to join me here coming up after 8:30, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks to Big Games James. Thank you, buddy. Hey, if you see any details on Spielman's compensation, I'd be text me later. I'd be curious what they're going to pay him.
We can do that if I find it.
If you see it, yeah. All right, man. Thanks for and congrats again, new sports director right here at the flag, there.
Thank you.
All right.
Things to come.
All right, my man. All right, we're up and out of here. Have yourself a great day. Chris Larson joins me next for What's On Your Mind. We got Dr. Ala coming up, and Scotty's going to have Joe Wise Wygand.
Easy for you to say.
Wygand. Joe's Teddy Roosevelt out of Medora and Hoven.
All right,
Senator.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See ya.